It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Charles Mann Hamilton was born in Ripley on January 23, 1874. He was the only child of Lydia Mann and Lucius Hamilton. He was raised in Ripley and attended Ripley High School and afterward the Fredonia Normal School. Hamilton then went to the Pennsylvania Military College at Chester. Following school, Hamilton became interested in agricultural pursuits and in oil production. He was a member of the New York State Assembly from 1906 to 1908 and served in the State Senate from 1908 to 1912. During his time on the Senate, he served on the New York State Factory Commission and was a delegate to the Republican National Convention at Chicago in 1912. During the election of 1912, Hamilton ran for Congress and won. He served for three terms from 1913 to 1919, and during his second and third term in office, he was minority whip. Following public office, Hamilton returned to Ripley to engage in agricultural pursuits and later was involved in the production of oil and gas in Kansas. He died in Miami Beach, Florida on January 3, 1942, and was interred in Quincy Rural Cemetery in Ripley. Following the death of his widow, Bertha, in 1944, the Hamilton estate was left to the town of Ripley and a family of dogs, which lived on the little house on the west end of the property. The mansion later served as the Ripley Library for many years and an animal research hospital. The Bertha Hamilton Foundation is still in existence and is administered by the Fredonia Animal Hospital. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.